Did they make it or break it? It's the second date update follow-up on the Keola Show. 1027 The Bomb.
Okay, every Wednesday we got the second date update follow-up.
Yup.
Every Wednesday we get to hear Fat Joe try to explain to everybody what exactly second date update follow-up is.
Well, right now I stay hungry, so you stay at the buffet line, and you're about to go grab some bacon, and all of a sudden, this hot chick moves up next to you.
Oh, jeez.
And she liked the bacon, too.
Right. Okay,
but you like the bacon, and she liked the bacon. But no matter how much bacon and the amount of bacon left, that's the amount you're going to take.
Okay.
So you look at her. She hot and all, but then, you know, bacon is bacon. So you tell her, what?
Okay.
I'm going to take this bacon, baby. But can get your number.
See, we do a different bit that's called if can, no can, no can.
So what are we doing? Oh, we're doing the follow-up. Okay, wait. So then you take the bacon, and then you follow up with this question. Can you get your number or what?
I thought you were supposed to say, did they oof or not?
then you follow up.
Girl, you like make bacon?
Yeah.
You like
pork it out or what?
Because you baking me crazy right now, baby.
It's like you like doing do a porky style. We go pork.
We go pork, yeah.
Sizzle it up, Auntie.
Yeah, so yeah, second day update. Follow up with the question.
Like, Maria, how are you, Maria? I'm so sorry you had to be witness to that.
You asked the question, man.
So it's his fault now.
So, Maria, we had you and Lewis on the line back in February of last year. So about like 13 months ago. And back then, this is exactly what happened. Well, a little glimpse of what happened back in February of 2021.
I had no idea we were on a date. I thought we were just hanging out like we normally do. He's one of my best friends.
We went to Howl Tree. It wasn't just a normal.
I know, like, man, my best friend rocks.
That's true. I think my friend is Zippies.
All right, we're back to live. So we were able back in February of last year to convince you guys to go out again. And fast forward to present day, we want to see where you guys are at now.
Oh, my gosh. He proposed to me on our one-year anniversary.
Oh!
I said yes.
Oh,
hey. Now I'm baking for him.
Dang, yeah.
Okay.
Great. Well, I was not expecting that. Like, last week, there was like 2 years, huh?
Jeez.
Was it 2 years or 1 year?
I want to say last week we had, there were two years separation from when we had talked to them to last week being live.
Right.
And they weren't even engaged.
No.
Because I remember Joe kept bringing it up, and I was like, hey.
Enough already,
by now. Enough.
That's right.
Well, Maria, is Louie there?
I am. How's it going?
Hey, there's Louie. Okay, so...
Louis.
I'm sorry, Louis. I still have your name and your phone number here on my email. It says Louis, and it's been a year, and I suck with names.
It depends on where you're from. That could be Louis, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Louis Lewis. So tell us how this all came about.
Yeah.
Man, it's just like she said, after the one-year anniversary... man, I proposed. She said yes. I was kind of mind blown, to be honest with you, because she said she didn't really have much of an idea. I kind of kept it under wraps for a bit, but you know, once she knew, we kind of moved fast, and here we are, and back on the air.
Awesome, and everything's been going well since then.
Yeah, I think things are going great. I think she agrees too.
It was going right.
Well, Maria, go ahead.
Well, you know, we just started wedding planning, and there's already issues that has come up between Louis and his mom and me. It's starting already.
Well, I mean, it is supposed to be one of the most stressful times in your life, right? Yeah. Trying to agree on all that stuff. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I have a scar on one of my cheeks. I was in a car accident a long time ago, but I've just come to terms with it. It's just who I am and how I look.
She looks beautiful with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think scars, they add personality because you know that there's a story behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, really? You do? Well, why would you ever ask me to Photoshop the scar out of our engagement and wedding photos?
Oh! That's terrible.
I know.
I'd be mad, too.
In my defense, It was something my mom brought up. It's not something I necessarily thought of. Like I said, I think he's beautiful. But, you know, my mom kind of makes sense. You know, these are photos we'll look at forever. I mean, isn't that why people will have photos?
She's going to look that way forever, so there's no use keep it that way.
That's how she looks.
Well, you asked me to marry you so that you could be with me forever. I'm not going to change. This is my face. This is what you're going to wake up to every morning.
I know, but these are just like wedding pictures that we send out.
You're the one that just said they're forever. And now you're almost like negating it by saying, these are just wedding photos, not a big deal. But you just made the argument they're forever.
Pictures last forever.
It's just kind of something that my mom had brought up. She's kind of like,
I'm trying
to get her to be quiet. I thought Maria would understand. She knows her.
Are you marrying your mom or Maria?
On top of that, think of it this way, Louis. What would happen if Maria said, hey, you know what? If your mom's going to be in the family wedding photo, could you have her Photoshop out the turkey neck?
Well, yeah, because you get plenty chins over there, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, automatic. I guarantee me just saying that internally, I went, you know what I'm saying? Could you imagine how your mom would react?
Oh, yeah.
All the problems my mom's giving me right now, we can Photoshop her out of the whole picture. I don't care.
So you're okay with Photoshopping your mom out of your guys' family wedding photos, but you're not okay with
the problems this is
telling
causing.
Your mom, no, yeah. We're not Photoshopping my fiance's scar on her cheek out.
It just doesn't seem like I have a win here, you know? And I felt like I would be able to bring this up to Maria. I felt like she would understand. I communicate with her better than I do my own mother. So
I can't believe that's the hill you want to die on.
I feel like we're supposed to be starting our life together. And I don't think his mom has any business or any invitation making comments on how we're making our decisions. And also, it's really shallow that she's just worrying about a scar on my face and how that's going to affect her friends that not like the card that she sends out or something. I mean, come on.
She's just pushy. I didn't know you would be this pushy about it, too.
On top of that, Maria, going based off of what you said, too, because these are your wedding photos, and I'm sure they'll be displayed, bearing in mind you actually make it to that point, they will be displayed prominently in your house moving forward. Everybody knows you, that's familiar with you, knows a scar on your cheek, right?
Absolutely. It's never been a problem until Mom brought it up.
Well, and then on top of that, if I'm one of your friends, Maria, or your guy's mutual friend, I come over, I see that wedding photo, and I notice that there's no scar on the cheek that I know you very well to have. You know what I automatically interpret that as? Your insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
When it had nothing to do with you. You hear what I'm saying, Louis?
Yeah, I hear it. I didn't think about it that way. I just kind of got one woman in one ear and one in the other, and then now I'm on the radio about it.
I didn't think
that she would take it to this point.
There's a big existential difference between the two women.
Yes.
The number one thing is, who are you waking up to every morning?
No.
When you go to bed and you're at your most vulnerable state, who's that woman next to you?
This one.
Which one?
Take care of that one, bro.
Right now it's Maria.
What do you mean right now?
The last time you slept in the bed with your mom? Weird.
Just for the time being, but you know, sometimes I haven't been fully weaned. Louis, I mean Maria, there's no, you know, you're in the right. I'm sorry. I do my best to see it from both sides. Louis, you know what? They're called testicles. You need to grow some.
Yes. Yeah.
And it comes with being an adult, a male adult. And you need to respect your soon-to-be wife, your fiance. I mean, for crying out loud, I'm not even directly involved in this, and I feel, like, disrespected.
Yeah, it's not cool, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank now I feel you. Like my mom's photoshopping my testicles out of the picture, so.
You don't have any for her to Photoshop out. Oh, you don't have to worry about it. It's okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, the truth hurts, huh?
Yes.
You know what? Louis, I do want to get, like, some kind of commitment here. Louis, I say at the conclusion of this conversation, obviously being that you haven't been fully weaned yet, you know your mom best, that you have a conversation with her and say, no, Maria, this is who she is. We are not Photoshopping or touching anything up. I love her. Mm-hmm. And because I love her and I'm your son, you should love and respect her for who she is as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has just caused so many problems. I don't even know if she even wants to get married anymore. This has caused so much outside of this endless phone call. And while you're right, I feel like now I just, like, pushed her away because of my mom. And, I just feel like there's no win here.
But I know what the win is. you have to pick one of us.
You have to have a choice.
Yeah.
You learn how to live in both.
Thanksgiving's going to be awkward.
You can't be telling him what to do. I mean, I'm not saying cut her out of your life altogether, but you can't have her telling us how to run our lives. It's our life.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the point.
It's pictures. It's not real life.
What?
Isn't it supposed to reflect real life?
It's not a caricature, okay, in Waikiki on Kalakaua. You're not getting a caricature done of you. Lewis, this is the way that I see it. Maria, obviously, your opinion and your thoughts are most prominent and important here, so cut me off anytime. It comes down to this. Your wife, soon-to-be wife, if you make it to that point, she needs to feel that you fully embrace her for who she is and you support her in that. And part of supporting means you guys are a team. And so even though she is your mom, you're not marrying your mom. You're not going to bed or waking up with your mom.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So I think it's more the fact that you actually let your mom know in support of your fiance that I love her for who she is and the way she is, and we're not changing a damn thing. Thank you for your feedback, but we're doing it the way that we want to because it is our wedding, and most importantly, the bride, being Maria, needs to be the one that's happiest.
Oh my gosh. Did you have a pen? Baby, did you have a pen? Did you write all that down?
And keep in mind, this comes from the single guy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're right. We're a team, but also part of the team. We're coming into each other's family. I'm always part of the family, and it's just so pushy, man. I just, you know.
Don't marry him. He's terrible.
Yeah.
My dad told me never to date you to begin with, and if I had listened to him, we wouldn't be anywhere. So, you know, we got to make our own decisions in life. I chose you, and I would hope that you would choose me, too.
I did choose you. I proposed.
But now you want to change her.
As he put makeup over her scar.
Right.
I didn't want to change her physically. It's just a picture, and that's not me who wants it.
Yeah, that's the point. Is your mom getting married?
True.
Who's getting married, Lewis? I'll lay it out simple, stupid. I got to do this more often than I'd like to on second date updates. Who is getting married?
Me and Maria.
Okay, so who is the bride-to-be?
Maria.
Okay, typically in our society and culture, the wedding should be focused, and rightfully so, revolving around whom?
Maria.
Okay, and who has a scar on her face that she is completely okay and completely confident about, doesn't even at all throw her off? Who's
Maria
that?
Maria does.
Maria, okay. So once again, who's not getting married of the three of you that we're conversing about here?
Well, hopefully it's just my mom not getting married after
That's
this.
Correct, yeah. So whose opinion therefore doesn't matter?
My mom.
Yeah, thank you.
That's painful. Crap. Oh my goodness.
So, Lewis, this Maria, actually, let me give you this advice. Number one, if it helps you out a little bit in terms of being able to palate how atrocious this is, everybody's got a different relationship with their parents, and unfortunately, some have that relationship with, their parent being mom or dad, in this case, Lewis and his mom. I was very, very, my mom was my best friend. She would have never put me in that predicament, but being that we were that tight, if there was something along these lines, I would feel comfortable enough to stand up to her in a very respectful way, but also at the end of the day, this is non-negotiable.
Right. Stand up for her.
So, you know, it's just maybe that's just their dynamic, and it's, you know, if you're going to marry him, then it's something that it is what it is. However, I would also say, Maria, that you should tell Lewis now, either you talk to your mom and you tell her this is not happening, or I can't go through with this because this is my true self. I've got a scar on my cheek. I've embraced it. I'm okay with it. And I don't want her dictating anything that has to do with our wedding. Nonetheless, the photos and having to Photoshop the scar that I actually endear and like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. If you're going to build a house, you have to have a sturdy foundation. So this is the foundation that we're laying. This is how we're going to build up the house for the rest of our lives. So it's us together making our decisions, or it is going to be a really rocky road.
Yeah,
No, this is great. I'm gonna, honey, I'm gonna talk to my mom today. I want to let her know that she is wrong, and I love you for you, and she should love you for you too.
Where you at, Lewis?
My mom sucks, and by the way, I'm still weaning the process right now.
I want to do this on the radio. I've been trying to avoid arguments altogether, and especially with the both of them, who they're always seemingly going at it. There's always a problem, and so I'm just creating more of them. So,
well, no, you're not.
You're right.
You're creating more of them by not doing anything.
Yes.
That's the problem. So what we need from you is a commitment that you will talk to your mom in defense of your soon-to-be wife and let your mom know, I love her the way she is. She loves the way she is. I need you, as my mom who loves me, to love Maria that way as well. And for that reason, we are not photoshopping anything out of the photos. Are you going to, can we get you to say yes? I will do that?
Yeah, I'll try. I just haven't really listened to
it. I cannot. I tried. I made good arguments here.
You did. Luck, man. There's no happily ever
really
after.
Sounded great. I thought we were going, I thought we were going to get a yes out of him, but.
Lewis. Grow a set. Grow a pair.
Come on.
You know? Next thing you know, she's giving you guys as a wedding gift a plastic surgery coupon or something.
Oh, that would be terrible. Oh, my God.
I would divorce my mom.
Yeah.